This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
1065
The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question,
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Wow.
Congratulations.
Guys, it's a big day. It's our reunion show for the
Face Mask Boys.
We're all
very
here.
Good, guys.
We're all here.
Now, you guys were separated for 2 days.
Yeah.
Because Kevin had the day off, or a couple days off.
That's what Kevin, we told people. The real reason why is Kevin went to rehab.
Oh my God.
There's always one person in the boy band that has to go to rehab.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Kevin. So Kevin, welcome back.
Thank you. I have to say, I finished it in 2 days.
Congratulations.
Well, I imagine 2 days doesn't seem hard.
I was a top student.
Can we ask a personal question? What were you in for?
Eating too much fast food. Obesity.
That'll do it. All right, playing today, we have Deanna from Elk Grove. Good morning, Deanna.
Hi.
Hey.
We'd
like to welcome you to the official reunion show of the Face Mask Boys, but obviously...
Hard tickets to get.
Very hard tickets to get, right. But more importantly, it's Are You Smarter Than Katie time. Will you kick Katie out of her homemade studio, please?
Bye-bye, Katie.
Bye-bye.
Deanna, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready?
I am. Hopefully there's a lot of math questions.
Okay. Well, a spoiler alert, there's a math question. All right, here we go. Question one. It was announced that actor Jude Law will be playing Captain Hook in the next Disney live-action remake. This time, it's Peter Pan and Wendy. In the story of Peter Pan, what is the name of Captain Hook's right-hand man?
Oh.
3 seconds.
Sudsy. I don't know.
Sudsy.
Question two. In Kentucky, an arm wrestling match between a dad and under 18-year-old son turned into an 8-hour police standoff after the dad lost and fired 2 shots into the ceiling while his son was upstairs. What is the capital of Kentucky?
Frankfort.
Question three, a new oral history podcast on NBC's The Office is coming soon to podcast platforms. It'll be hosted by Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin Malone on The Office, with special guests including Steve Carell, Rainn Wilson, and superfan Billie Eilish. How old is Billie Eilish? Is she 17, 18, or 19?
18.
Question four, on this day 10 years ago, NBA star LeBron James used an ESPN primetime special to announce that he was leaving his hometown team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and joining another NBA team the following season. During the interview, LeBron said, quote, he would be taking his talents to where?
Los Angeles.
And question five, 76% of Americans have packed on the pounds since quarantine began. In some cases, up to 16 pounds. Let's say you started this quarantine weighing 120 pounds. You gained 16 pounds. You lost 10 pounds. but you gained 14 pounds. And then you lost 8 pounds. How much do you weigh now?
That does not sound very healthy.
Whoa, wow. That was...
Wow.
Katie!
I'm impressed.
You're very good at math.
Very impressive.
That's why I wanted math questions.
I love
okay,
that.
Okay, all right. All right, Katie, you are going for your 391st win today, and I'm not really sure what we're going to do when we hit 400, because as we socially distance...
Yeah, I keep meaning to ask.
This is going
to
be tough. Was it the last time that she hit a landmark, Gavin, we had male dancers in the studio?
We
did.
Yeah, Go-Go Boys from Faces.
Whoa.
That's right.
That
little Go-Go Boys come in. And I mean, listen, I hate to say it, Rain, but if people can't have birthday parties right now, then
true.
She can't have a 400th celebration.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're not wrong.
I actually earned it. All you had to do to have a birthday party or have a birthday is be born.
She's not wrong.
And live and survive. That is true.
All right, Katie, here we go. Question one. It was announced that actor Jude Law will be playing Captain Hook in the next Disney live-action remake. This time it's Peter Pan and Wendy. In the story of Peter Pan, what is the name of Captain Hook's right-hand man?
Smee!
Yes. Question two. In Kentucky, an arm wrestling match between a dad and under 18-year-old son turned into an 8-hour police standoff after the dad lost and fired 2 shots into the ceiling while the son was upstairs.
Oh, my God.
Kentucky's a great state.
What is the capital of Kentucky?
Oh, my God. Frankfurt.
Yes. Question three, a new oral history podcast on NBC's The Office is coming soon. It'll be hosted by Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin Malone on The Office, with special guests including Steve Carell, Rainn Wilson, and superfan Billie Eilish. How old is Billie Eilish? Is she 17, 18, or 19?
Oh, God. At this point, she's got to be 18.
Correct.
Wow, look at you.
I know.
Question.
You know your teenagers.
Thank you.
Question four. On this day 10 years ago, NBA star LeBron James used his ESPN primetime special to announce that he was leaving his hometown team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and joining another NBA team the following season. During the interview, LeBron said, quote, he would be taking his talents to where?
LA?
3 seconds.
Incorrect. South Beach to play for the Miami Heat.
Oh, the Heat. He had a little stint.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
And question five. 76% of Americans have packed on the pounds since quarantine began.
Ah, amen.
In some cases, up to 16 pounds.
Yeah, that tracks.
Let's say you started this quarantine weighing 120 pounds.
God, that'd be fun.
You gained 16 pounds.
Uh-huh.
You lost 10 pounds.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
Uh-oh, you gained 14 pounds.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then you lost 8 pounds.
Well, at least I'm losing.
How much do you weigh now?
Okay, I gained
She's working
first.
It out.
At first, I gained 60. Okay.
All right, and we're gonna count you down. Here it comes.
No, shut up. Don't you dare. That's not
Whoa,
good.
Don't go. You dare.
3 16. Seconds.
No,
you should
five,
be
six,
done
seven.
By now.
Three.
Here comes.
No,
two, one. Need an answer.
Time's up.
Well, I can't. I'm not going to give you an answer because you stupid a-holes talked the whole time.
That is incorrect.
So my answer is this.
Oh, wow.
That's only one.
Oh, my God. That is one finger.
You're only holding one finger up.
The bad one.
You can't weigh 1 pound.
And that is still incorrect. That's not the answer.
Kevin, what? I will punch you in the face.
He just got out of rehab.
Yeah, why would you do that?
For what? For overeating. Maybe you should be a little nicer about my math here.
Okay,
well, I know when I lose pounds. That's what rehab taught me.
You have never lost a pound in your life.
Okay, all right. Let's move on to the final score. Woo! Final score today, Deanna 3, Katie 3. It's a tie.
One, two, three.
It's a tie!
Oh, that was fun.
That mm-hmm. was fun. Katie, get ties more often. This is fun.
Kevin, stop talking to me or those pants are coming down.
Oh, boy.
All the way down.
Guess what, Gavin? Yours are coming down too. Don't even bother putting them on anymore.
She can't get us off. She can't get us off.
She can't get us off.
Her record is 391 wins, 71 losses. Deanna, I'm sorry, but go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I'm equally as smart as Katie.
I mean, you probably got lots of time and quiet for the math question.
Wow. She got it in one second.
She got it really fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.